Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test. Mastering. Describe a time when you attended an online course. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'm here to guide you through one of the common topics in the IELTS speaking test. Describe a time when you attended an online course. This topic has become increasingly relevant in recent years due to the rise of remote learning and is likely to remain a popular subject in future IELTS exams. Let's dive into how you can excel in each part of the speaking test when faced with this topic. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about online learning. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you prefer online courses or traditional classroom learning? Band 6-7 answer. I think both online and traditional learning have their advantages. Online courses offer flexibility, while classroom learning provides more direct interaction. Personally, I enjoy a mix of both, depending on the subject. Band 8-9, answer. That's an intriguing question. While I appreciate the convenience and accessibility of online courses, I find that the immersive experience of traditional classroom learning can be invaluable, especially for subjects requiring hands-on practice. Ultimately, I believe the most effective learning approach depends on the individual's learning style and the nature of the course content. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you attended an online course. You should say, what the course was about, when and where you took it, why you chose this course, and explain how you felt about this online learning experience. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about an enlightening experience I had when I attended an online course on digital marketing strategies last summer. The course was offered by a renowned digital marketing institute and ran for 6 weeks. I chose to enroll in this course because I was keen to enhance my professional skills in the rapidly evolving field of digital marketing. The flexibility of the online format was particularly appealing, as it allowed me to balance my studies with my full-time job. The course covered a wide range of topics, including search engine optimization, social media marketing, and content strategy. What I found most engaging was the interactive nature of the course. Despite being online, we had live webinars where we could ask questions in real time, and there were also discussion forums where we could collaborate with peers from around the globe. One aspect that stood out was the practical approach to learning. We were assigned real-world projects that simulated actual marketing campaigns. This hands-on experience was invaluable in helping me apply the theoretical knowledge to practical situations. Overall, I found the online learning experience to be incredibly rewarding. The convenience of being able to access course materials at any time allowed me to learn at my own pace. Moreover, the diverse perspectives shared by international classmates broadened my horizons and gave me a more global outlook on digital marketing practices. In retrospect, this online course not only enhanced my professional skills, but also boosted my confidence in navigating the digital marketing landscape. It was a transformative experience that has had a lasting impact on my career trajectory. Follow-up questions. How did the online format affect your learning experience? Were there any challenges you faced during the course? Band 8-9 answer. The online format significantly enhanced my learning experience by offering unparalleled flexibility. I could revisit lectures and pause for note-taking, which allowed for a more thorough understanding of complex concepts. However, I did face some challenges, particularly in maintaining self-discipline without the structure of a physical classroom. To overcome this, I developed a rigorous schedule and set clear goals for each study session, which ultimately improved my time management skills. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to online learning. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think online learning will impact traditional education systems in the future? Band 8-9. Answer. I believe online learning will have a profound and transformative impact on traditional education systems. We're likely to see a shift towards blended learning models that combine the best aspects of both online and in-person instruction. This could lead to more personalized learning experiences as technology allows for adaptive curricula tailored to individual student needs. Moreover, online learning has the potential to democratize education by making high-quality courses accessible to a global audience, regardless of geographical or socioeconomic barriers. This could lead to a more equitable distribution of educational resources. However, it's crucial to consider the potential drawbacks, such as the digital divide and the loss of face-to-face interactions. Educational institutions will need to address these challenges to ensure that the integration of online learning doesn't exacerbate existing inequalities. In essence, I envision a future where online learning complements rather than replaces traditional education, creating a more flexible, inclusive, and effective learning environment for students worldwide. What skills do you think are essential for success in online learning? Band 8-9 answer. Success in online learning requires a unique set of skills that go beyond traditional academic abilities. Self-discipline and time management are paramount, as online learners must often structure their own study schedules and stay motivated without the external pressure of a physical classroom. Digital literacy is another crucial skill. Students need to be proficient in navigating online platforms, troubleshooting technical issues, and effectively utilizing digital resources. This includes the ability to critically evaluate online information and discern credible sources. Effective communication skills are also vital in an online environment. Students must be able to articulate their thoughts clearly in writing for discussion forums and engage meaningfully in virtual group projects. Lastly, adaptability and resilience are essential. Online learning environments can be dynamic and ever-changing, requiring students to quickly adjust to new technologies and learning methodologies. In my view, developing these skills not only enhances success in online learning, but also prepares students for the demands of the modern workplace, where remote work and digital collaboration are increasingly prevalent. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: enlightening experience, plus noun, providing new insight or understanding. Example: the online course was an enlightening experience that broadened my perspective on digital marketing. Enhance professional skills, verb phrase, to improve or increase the quality of job-related abilities. Example: I took the course to enhance my professional skills in the field of digital marketing. Interactive nature, ad plus noun, characterized by two-way communication or exchange. Example: the interactive nature of the online discussions made the learning experience more engaging. Invaluable, extremely useful, or indispensable. Example: the practical projects in the course provided invaluable hands-on experience. Broaden horizons, verb phrase, to expand one's range of interests, experiences, or knowledge. Example: interacting with international classmates helped broaden my horizons in terms of global marketing practices. Transformative experience, agens, adjé plus noun, an event or occurrence that causes a significant change in one's perspective or life. Example: the online course was a transformative experience that significantly impacted my career path. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing online courses, elaborate on your answers. Provide detailed explanations and examples to showcase your language skills and depth of thought. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced and topic-specific vocabulary naturally in your responses. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show your ability to analyze and evaluate the pros and cons of online learning. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Show awareness of current trends. Stay informed about developments in online education to provide relevant and insightful comments. By following these tips and utilizing the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing online courses. Remember, practice is key to improving your speaking skills and confidence. For more guidance on other IELTS speaking topics, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a recent virtual experience that was memorable. Describe a time when you attended an online cultural event. Describe a person who is very passionate about learning. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.